We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, caring viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, en Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Ermenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Turkey and China agree to augment religious cooperation. In health news, according to a U.S. researcher, lifestyle changes can significantly help to improve mental well-being. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Earth Journalism Network, which is committed to increasing the effectiveness of environmental journalists in countries around the world. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 28th, is the birthday of the President of Costa Rica, Her Excellency Laura Chinchilla Miranda, born in San Jose, Costa Rica. Elected in 2010, Her Excellency is the first female president of the country. President Chinchilla is dedicated to a peaceful, prosperous, and environmentally sustainable nation. Her Excellency has expressed her commitment to taking action to mitigate climate change. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Laura Chinchilla Miranda, for your work to improve the lives of the beautiful Costa Rican people. May you be blessed with a wonderful birthday celebrated with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Help starting to reach remote Burmese areas after quake. Relief operations are underway after a destructive 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck eastern Myanmar at the border with Thailand and Laos on Thursday, March 24. As the first major quake to hit the country since 2003, it has left at least 74 fatalities and 125 injured thus far, with officials saying the death toll could be much higher. A woman also perished in Thailand, where several homes and ancient temples sustained damage. Reports from Burmese state-run media, as well as on-the-ground assessments by the Red Cross, have found that some 400 homes, 6 apartment blocks, 11 monasteries, 9 government buildings, and at least one hospital were completely destroyed, with bridges that also collapsed and roads split by major cracks. Continued aftershocks caused more homes to collapse Sunday, and many residents were staying outdoors amid talk that another strong tremor could occur within the month. Rescue personnel working from within the country, as the government had not yet accepted international assistance, used bare hands and spades in effort to reach people trapped beneath the rubble.
On Saturday, as the Burmese government sent relief by military planes and also dispatched doctors to the area, international aid agencies such as World Vision reported that they were invited to begin relief efforts, saying that 15,000 people may have been affected in worst-hit areas such as Tachilik District. The organization is sending first aid kits and tarpaulins to provide emergency shelter for up to 2,500 families, with a regional hospital in Tachilik filled with some 700 people in need of medical care. Other relief organizations, such as Doctors Without Borders, are also being permitted access to the quake-stricken area, and UNICEF has delivered some health and first aid kits. According to Chris Henrik, National Director of World Vision Myanmar, urgent needs include food, water, first aid supplies, and temporary shelter since it has started raining.
Upon first hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai had expressed her sorrowful prayers and love as she requested that our association members please check with local officials on what help is needed. Saying that emergency funds are available for urgent necessities, she also asked that they go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable or to send it via agencies already working in the area. Supreme Master Ching Hai also said that all costs will be reimbursed via the Sihu headquarters.
Our appreciation for relief endeavors of the Burmese government, rescue workers, other charitable organizations, and personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate concern. We pray for the protection of the Burmese people, and that such devastations may be curbed as humanity's kinder regard for all beings help ensure the Earth's stability.
Efforts to avert nuclear catastrophe in Japan continue. More than 2 weeks since an unprecedented 9.0 magnitude quake and massive tsunami waves devastated northeastern Japan, rendering over 27,000 people confirmed dead or missing, a nuclear crisis at the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant is, as the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, Director General Lukiya Amano said on Saturday, March 26, still far from the end. Workers have begun replacing seawater with fresh water and pumping it into reactors 1, 2, 3, and 4 to aid in cooling as well as flushing out the seawater's corrosive salt. But even as the U.S. Navy arrived with more freshwater supplies, additional problems arose as water was discovered containing radiation levels initially reported to be 10 million times above normal in the turbine building of reactor number 2, prompting the evacuation of workers from the unit on Sunday. This comes after 3 workers, 2 of whom had to be hospitalized, were exposed to radiation from highly contaminated water in the number 3 reactor on Thursday.
Radioactive contamination in reactor number 1's turbine housing unit has also been found. Officials are working to remove the irradiated water. Concern is also mounting for sea life as levels of radioactive iodine increased to 1,850 times the regulated standard in seawater near the plant on Saturday. On land, radiation levels 40% higher than the limit for the general public were detected just over 30 kilometers from the Fukushima plant. This is not only beyond the 20-kilometer evacuation zone, it also exceeds the 30-kilometer area where officials have urged residents to evacuate voluntarily. Trace amounts of radioactive substances from Japan were also found to have traveled all the way to Nevada, USA.
Our appreciation, all officials and personnel trying to stabilize the nuclear situation at the damaged Fukushima power plant in Japan. We pray for the protection of workers and all others who may be affected that such dangers subside through our more conscientious care of the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens, speak out. People across the globe continue calling for social and political reforms to improve the living conditions for themselves and fellow country persons, while also calling upon government to work on behalf of the people to help them live better lives. Their nations include Afghanistan, Bahrain, Bulgaria, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Egypt, Jordan, Libya, Pakistan, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen.
Following protests by tens of thousands of Palestinians calling for reunification, especially between the two leading Hamas and Fatah parties, Fatah leader President Mahmoud Abbas met with Hamas officials on Saturday, March 26, for the first time in nearly a year. Both sides reported that the talks were cordial and constructive. Meanwhile, on Saturday, two rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel, with the return tank shell fired into Gaza, but there were no reports of human injuries. Meanwhile, the Hamas group in charge of Gaza announced that all armed groups had met Saturday and agreed to abide by a ceasefire provided Israel ceases attacks on Gaza.
With 3 months of conflict over the results of the presidential election in Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, having led to a million people being displaced, U.S. President Barack Obama sent a videotaped message to the Ivorian people affirming his recognition of Alassane Ouattara as the country's rightful leader following free and fair elections last year, while urging that incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo listen to the will of the citizens.
And abide by the will of the people.
Press TV reports that Bulgarians numbering between 4,000 and 16,000 took to the streets Saturday for the second time in 2 weeks to call for the government to step down after having failed to live up to campaign promises to improve living standards, healthcare systems, and restructuring the pension system. In Egypt, Prime Minister Issam Sharaf responded to protesters' demands to accelerate prosecution of former regime leaders by pledging that the government will prosecute all forms of corruption, regardless of its source.
In his weekly radio address, President Obama stated that while it was not appropriate for the U.S. to become involved in all global catastrophes, action was necessary due to the humanitarian crisis in Libya, which many have said could have had an outcome like the 1994 tragedy in Rwanda, in which a million people were killed through government actions in 100 days. Writing in the Zimbabwean newspaper, The Standard, Rwandan President Paul Kagame expressed support for the UN-sanctioned no-fly zone in Libya, stating, "My country is still haunted by memories of the international community looking away."
A Libyan mother from Misurata contacted UK base The Telegraph, stating that the government snipers on roofs were shooting people indiscriminately and that residents could not pick up the bodies in the street for fear of being shot, while homes were being burned with people inside. In cities where Libyan government soldiers have been captured by revolutionary citizens, many report that they were threatened with death if they did not fight, as well as fearing harm would be brought to their families. The Libyan government meanwhile announced Friday that it was prepared to adopt an African Union roadmap for peace, which calls for citizens' open access to humanitarian aid, protection for all foreign nationals, and an immediate ceasefire.
In a news conference broadcast live on Sunday, Libyan government spokesperson Musa Ibrahim reiterated the government's claim that civilians had been killed by coalition forces, as he also said that they were blocking supplies from reaching the Libyan people. Mr. Ibrahim went on to address concerns about a widely reported incident that had occurred the previous day when a woman entered the hotel lobby area where foreign journalists were staying and approached them directly as the first ever Libyan citizen to do so. The woman, Ms. Iman Al-Obaidi, told the reporters she had been sexually assaulted by numerous government personnel, but did not complete her account of what happened as she was led away by security personnel. Speaking to the press on Sunday, Mr. Ibrahim said that Ms. Al-Obaidi had been released from her detainment with four men who were being charged in a case that would be taken up by the criminal courts. As we mourn the loss of cherished lives, we pray that these and all conflicts end as people in every nation decide in favor of peace, so that safety, dignity, and freedom prevails for all across the world.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds, and they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Lights Go Out for Earth Hour 2011. Auckland, New Zealand, to Macau, China, to Tehran, Iran, and all the way to the Hawaiian Islands in the USA, hundreds of millions of people in waves across the globe switched off their lights for 1 hour on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. local time to raise awareness about climate change and going green. Sponsored by World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, and encouraged by the United Nations, this year's Earth Hour was observed in a record 134 countries. Supreme Master Television's correspondents joined the thoughtful activities.
The people of Brisbane are rallying behind Earth Hour. It's an exciting feeling and a powerful symbol of hope and action for the future of our planet.
Earth Hour for Brisbane City Council fits with our philosophy about sustainability, about reducing our carbon footprint.
It's a symbolic gesture of solidarity, putting your hands together and getting counted around the world.
As 750 city landmarks along with countless businesses and homes participated, many events commenced with a moment of silence for the recent earthquake victims in Japan and New Zealand. Earth Hour's dimness and its theme of thinking beyond the hour gave people a chance to reflect on how we can each do our part to save the planet.
我们大家呢就来到这里来支持地球一小时，也可以响应这个环保的意思。那蔬菜可以吃多一点，少一点的肉。
Puisque on est à la fois sur le dérèglement climatique, à la fois sur l'augmentation des prix de l'énergie un peu partout, notamment le prix du pétrole, et en même temps avec cette catastrophe nucléaire, les questions énergétiques aujourd'hui se posent de façon dramatique. Et donc la réponse principale qu'on peut apporter, c'est qu'il faut économiser l'énergie.
En France, on intègre l'enjeu changement climatique dans tous les secteurs, et notamment dans le secteur agricole, et donc en particulier dans l'élevage.
La production de viande est assez mauvaise globalement pour l'effet de serre, et à grande dose pour la santé aussi.
I think we should encourage Chicagoans to eat a healthy diet. They need to look at wherever they can eat organic foods and locally produced foods as well.
지구의 시간, 화이팅!
오늘 얼싸우를 통해 한 시간 동안 불을 끄며 전 지구인들이 지구를 살리는 최선의 길인 비건 채식으로 하루빨리 바꾸어 나가기를 기원합니다. 지금까지 한국 부산이었습니다.
Hats off and many thanks all participating governments, groups, celebrities, and world citizens who joined in Earth Hour 2011. May this event's spirit of global oneness expand beyond the hour and into our daily lives for the saving of our precious planet.
Let's go green to save the planet! Yeah!
Keep busy! Go green to save the planet!
Be wet, go green to save the planet.
Stopping the cruelty against the Cape fur seals. For years now, Francois Hugo of Seal Alert SA in South Africa has been working to stop the massacring of the Namibia Cape fur seal pups for their fur.
In 2009, in response to Mr. Hugo's brave campaign to purchase the industry outright in an effort to halt what has become the world's second largest commercial seal hunt, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $200,000 towards Seal Alert SA's endeavors, while honoring Mr. Hugo with the Shining World Compassion Award for his protection of the diminishing Cape fur seals, whose orphan pups he personally raises. Recently, he wrote a letter to Supreme Master Qinghai to report some of his work's fruitful results.
I am extremely proud to tell you that in 2010, for the first time ever, anywhere in the world, two baby seals, Huggy and Nelly, were born at Seal Alert's SA seal rescue facilities that you once again compassionately, lovingly, and generously also helped build. You were successful in getting the European Union to ban all seal imports, and have made positive, legal, and lawful inroads with the Namibian government into looking at ways of reducing seal cruelty, and with increasing awareness and protests, driving hard to see the slaughter ended finally.
In addition, Mr. Hugo shared the laudable news of the South African government's cooperative efforts in allowing the endangered seals to repopulate a former island and seal habitat after 200 years. He also conveyed a message from the seals themselves, as he said,
"A message from the seal reads, we want to help restore the balance in this part of the tip of Africa, and it is hoped that one day, all species, both human and animal, will look upon each other as brothers and sisters."
Mr. Hugo's letter concluded,
"Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for all you have done, are doing, for all the animals, and including in particular the Cape fur seals at the tip of Africa." Francois Hugo, Seal Alert SA.
Supreme Master Qinghai wrote a reply to his letter and pledged a further $50,000 to support Seal Alert SA's ongoing noble endeavor with all her love and gratefulness. With shared joy for these victories of compassion, we thank Mr. Francois Hugo of Seal Alert SA for your ongoing courageous endeavors to save the Cape fur seals. We also join in gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving assistance to protect so many other innocent lives as we pray for the permanent end to such cruelties for a world, as the seals have envisioned, of peaceful coexistence among all.
Oxford University rose to victory in UK boat races. On Saturday, March 26, thousands of fans stood on the banks and cheered on their favorite teams in the 157th annual Oxford and Cambridge University boat race. Despite not being favored to win, the dark blue Oxford team overcame its defeat last year and emerged as this year's rowing champions.
Oxford President Ben Myers had won the coin toss and opted for the Surrey Station, with a strong start and ultimate completion of the 4.25-mile course in 17 minutes and 32 seconds, winning by about four boat lengths. Team coach Sean Bowden also trained them with a tandem rig that they used for the first time in his history with the team and the first ever in the race since 1975. This was also the first time the boat race was broadcast on high-definition television, as well as on radio, online, and mobile streaming for millions of viewers to enjoy.
Bravo, Dark Blue Oxford, for your deserved win. May friendly sport competitions such as these help build rapport and encourage health for all sports enthusiasts.
Save our planet. Bolivian President Evo Morales announces that $10 million U.S. dollars is being allocated to finance programs for some 300 communities to implement water-conserving measures that help maintain food security and safeguard against the effects of climate change.
Warning news. Approximately 23,000 pounds of beef bologna are recalled as the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports that at least 14 people in eastern states including Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina have been diagnosed with E. coli, a potentially fatal infection linked to their consumption of the beef product.
How are you, friends? I'm Angelo, the elusive Great Crested Grebe, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. It's an animal-free diet for me. Would you like to hear a health tip? If spring is beginning to greet your part of the world, please keep in mind that the air can still remain chilly. Try to keep warm, which helps to keep you strong. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the globe.
In cultural news, Turkey and China agree to augment religious cooperation. After a meeting in Turkey, Director Chen Guangyin of the Islamic Association of China and Deputy Director Dr. Mehmet Gomez of Turkey's Presidency of Religious Affairs announced that they will collaborate in areas including religious culture, education and publishing. Organizing pilgrimages to Mecca, Saudi Arabia is also part of the plan, which will promote communication and friendship between China and Turkey. Congratulations, Deputy Director Dr. Mehmet Gomez, Director Chen Guangyin, Turkey and China, on the growing friendship between your two nations. With heaven's blessings, may people of all faiths around the world live together in peace and goodwill.
In health news, lifestyle changes can help improve mental well-being. After examining existing research, Professor Dr. Roger Walsh, Departments of Psychiatry, Philosophy, and Anthropology at the University of California, Irvine, USA, concluded that conditions such as depression or anxiety can be treated with therapeutic lifestyle changes, or TLCs. These include exercising, having a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, enjoying time in nature, having positive relationships, meditating, engaging in altruistic activity, and bringing awareness to love and forgiveness. Dr. Walsh stated, in the 21st century, therapeutic lifestyles may need to be a central focus of mental, medical, and public health. Dr. Walsh's study has been published in the American Psychologist. Our thankfulness, Dr. Roger Walsh, for highlighting these simple yet effective methods. May life-enhancing ways lead all individuals to vibrancy of body, mind, and spirit. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Earth Journalism Network, which has helped train more than 1,500 members of the media in issues concerning the effects of global warming. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more cheery news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a high-minded world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Earth Journalism Network, which has contributed to more than 3,000 eco-stories being disseminated through various media.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Earth Journalism Network, or EJN, is dedicated to augmenting the presence and effectiveness of environmental journalists in countries around the world. The nonprofit holds workshops, distributes materials, and provides grants to foster focus on vital eco-reporting. EJN was created by Internews Network, an international media development organization, and Internews Europe, which supports freedom of expression and easy access to vital information.
EJN partners with a number of organizations throughout the world, such as the Mexican Network of Environmental Journalists and the International Center for Communication and Development in China. Between 2006 and 2010, EJN trained over 1,500 journalists from various nations in issues related to the facts of global warming. Due to these efforts, more than 3,000 stories on this topic have been disseminated through the media of television, internet, radio, and print. Some of these in nations such as India, Pakistan, China, and Oloc or Vietnam have gained much attention and been recognized with national awards.
In 2009, EJN sponsored the Earth Journalism Awards program, which honored the world's best reporting connected to the dire situation of global warming. Over 900 journalists from 148 countries took part, with 15 awardees. Co-sponsoring the Biodiversity Media Alliance, with over 700 experts involved in an online exchange of important data, is another of EJN's projects. Our heartfelt appreciation, Earth Journalism Network, for your very laudable endeavors. May you help many global citizens to realize the necessity of taking immediate action to protect our ecosphere and the myriad of life forms she supports.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Ideal Community.
In order to sell houses, a salesman repeatedly praised this apartment building and its community. What a fine place it is, with bright sunshine, fresh air, beautiful flowers, and green grassland. The residents here never know what illness and death are. At this moment, a group of people coming to attend a funeral were coming from the distance, wailing very loudly. So the salesman immediately said, "Look, this poor man is the doctor in this community. He died of hunger."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Firstly, I'd like to thank God I'm able to write this letter after many times I have watched Supreme Master TV. I'm very interested to see all the brilliant ways of solving the problems of our planet. Secondly, I'd like to thank the amazing heart person Supreme Master Ching Hai for the finest way of thinking to save the world. God bless you. Sincerely yours, RD from Pematang Siantar, Indonesia.
Earth-loving Erdi, thank you for your heartfelt note. We are immeasurably fortunate that Supreme Master Ching Hai has so clearly shed light on the simple yet very urgent solution to saving our Earth, the organic vegan diet. Please share this information to as many people as you can. You can download anything free of charge from suprememastertv.com/SOS. May heaven bless you and all the lovely people of Indonesia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you. A big hug from afar for your kind note. May your days be always brightened by the grace of the divine. Ching Hai. Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Networthy News.
May the light of the divine fill your heart with joy and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The government of Kazakhstan announces the use of new tools such as the internet, mobile devices, sociological research, and training of media and citizens to help foster more honesty, accountability, and responsibility in the country.
Brazilian Foreign Minister Antonio Patriota makes an official visit to Bolivia to meet with Bolivian officials regarding mitigating illegal drug trafficking, as well as to strengthen the two nations' energy cooperation.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet passes a measure easing restrictions on foreign professionals so that more may be qualified to offer their expertise and skills in the country.
On the International Day of Remembrance of Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade, the United Nations honors those who have suffered at the hands of human trafficking as it calls for an end to all forms of slavery.
During a phone conversation with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, U.S. President Barack Obama affirms his commitment to supporting Russia in joining the World Trade Organization, or WTO, as well as establishing permanently normalized trade relations between their countries.
In support of a new bill by UK Member of Parliament Dr. Sarah Wollaston, the British Medical Association calls for a ban on alcohol marketing, including advertising on television, at sporting events, and at musical festivals.
Thailand and Cambodia agree to meet with UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, officials in France on May 25 to discuss the protection of the Prayer Vihear Temple located on disputed areas between the two countries.
Inspired by the efficient behaviors of army ants, Swiss researchers at the Federal Institute of Technology in Lausanne have developed flying robots that can help establish temporary Wi-Fi networks in disaster zones to aid in rescue efforts.
12-year-old American child prodigy Jacob Barnett, whose IQ is 170, higher than that reported for Albert Einstein, is working on his own theory of relativity as he finishes up university studies and soon to become employed as an astrophysics researcher.
The 8th Mediterranean Guitar Festival is being held in Tunisia, where audiences are being delighted by concepts from European, American, and Tunisian bands.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.